All right. If I've done things correctly, David Royko, you should be out there somewhere.
Here I am.
There you are. This was kind of interesting. David, thanks so much for being available. We were both kind of sitting here. Let's see now. I don't know. Does David have my number? And David's thinking he probably doesn't have my number either. And I got a message on Facebook. What a world we live in, David, huh?
There's more ways to communicate now, and whether you like to or not.
That's right. So we were sitting here, and all of a sudden, David, I get a message on. When I do this show, David, and folks who listen, I have a computer that I work from, and that has my programming and everything, and all the songs that I have lined up. And then I have a tablet over to my right because I keep track of stuff on Facebook as people listen to the show or they have comments. And so David sends me a message saying about 2:58. We were going to do this at 3:00. And I get a message from David like, I'm not sure you know how to reach me. And I thought, I'm not sure that I know how either. But so we made the connection. And I'm so glad that one of us had the foresight to think, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, in our electronic age, there's only one way to do it, electronically.
Well, and we were talking off the air, David, and I remember distinctly, and this sounds like we're dinosaurs now, to even talk about a time before Facebook. There was a time back in the dark ages when the fog and the mist kind of rolled over the planet, and we didn't have these Facebook things. And I became aware of David's writings and interest in music on one of the list servers. And I'm going to think it was probably Bluegrass L, which is, I think they're all defunct now, aren't they?
Well, it's funny. I look in on occasion. I think it's still there. I'm just not sure how active it is. It might be active. I just don't know. I haven't been stopping in lately. So, but yeah, that was the first bluegrass internet group that I was aware of. In fact, I became aware of it not long before I even went online. Somebody had mentioned something. I had no idea what they were talking about, but yeah, that was really one of the in the earlier days of the interwebs, that was definitely a major bluegrass hub.
Well, and there were a couple, as I remember. And that's not the reason I wanted you to call in, but I was trying to track back how did I first become aware of David Royko and his writings? And there were several back then, and you could kind of keep in touch with most things going on, and then they just sort of disappearing. And AccuTab, John Lawless had a great one for a long time, and if you were kind of into the banjo stuff, as John was, and there was a Banjo L, and those are the only three that I recall, but they just kind of died away. Then Facebook popped up, and everybody was kind of migrating from one of those list servers. And if the folks listening don't know what they were, what you would do is join a list, and then you would make a comment, and it would go to everybody on the list, and everybody could comment back, and you could have these little tirades going back and forth as long as you wanted to keep it going. So it was kind of a fascinating way to keep in touch with music, and back in those days, really, heck, everybody was on those things. Almost every player you could think to find was on there somewhere floating around.
Oh, yeah. That was a great thing about the bluegrass list. I mean, it really brought everybody together, fans. And I remember, Sonny Osborne was on there. And in fact, I remember him getting into it, but people wanting to get into it with him, which I thought was pretty foolhardy. But the bluegrass list, Frank Godby was the donor for that.
And that's right.
He, as far as I know, it's still running. I don't want to say anything.
Well,
that's not correct about that.
Well, let's not pronounce it dead yet. Then we'll say that it's still alive and breathing. I'm so thrilled, and I watch the things that you do, and I just thought this would be great to talk to David, because you write. I went through all the list of all the things that you've done, and all the contributions that you make to